Toe tapping Saturday morning at Rosie on the House with the rain falling out of the sky. This is an entire regional seasonal event. Wettest October ever recorded in Arizona's history, and we're only to October 13th.
And like Eisenhower said, it's going to make a great for a wildflower season come springtime. But ahead of that, it's going to make for a great weed season. The weed applicators are going to be busy. If you don't do anything this weekend, maybe get some granular pre-emergent and spread it around your yard.
It's great. Well, you're probably not painting outside, but we are talking painting with the Arizona Paint Company owner, Joe Campbell. Joe, we've talked all hour, and I haven't even, people are probably saying, well, I might like to jump on that 10-year warranty. What? How would people get a hold of you? I've had you on the air an hour. We haven't even given your phone number.
I haven't had a chance to get it out there. Call us if you're interested in a free estimate. We do all free estimates. Call us in Phoenix at 602-648-3071. In Tucson at 520-284-1792 or ArizonaPaintingCompany.com.
All right. We were talking pretty much about the details required for you to give your 10-year warranty and the prep and the selection of material and the application techniques and processes. But y'all have taken on a new product line.
Yeah, we're actually been doing a lot of work with interior cabinets, kitchen cabinets, bathroom cabinets, and repainting on those. And we've found a lot of people are interested in that because it's an inexpensive way to really improve the look of your kitchen or bathrooms.
Without tearing everything out.
Right. Without a huge thing. We can be in and out of there in a couple days, put everything back together, and it's a brand new look for you.
Now, are you basically setting up that kitchen as a big giant spray booth?
Yeah, it's a big bubble, essentially. So, don't expect to be able to cook anything for those days. But once it's done, it looks really, really, really good.
Okay. Go ahead, bud.
I was just going to say, that's one of those jobs that you schedule ahead of you leaving town for a couple days.
Absolutely, yep, absolutely.
That would be
any interior painting, if you're smart, you try to get out of there as much as you can.
That would be ideal for sure. So what's your prep on these cabinets? You got to do an analysis of, are they worth repainting? Yeah, right?
Right, yeah, look at the kind of condition of them now. Is it something that we can bring back to life if they're too scratched or too nicked or banged up?
Water saturated underneath the sinks.
Yeah, exactly. But the prep for most kitchen cabinets is clean, scuffed, dust them, and then prime them. That's going to be your main prep work that we need to do to get it ready for the paint finish.
And what's your cleaning product? You just go in there with a trisodium phosphate, a TSP?
Yep, trisodium phosphate, wipe them down, clean off anything.
With just a stiff sponge?
Yeah, we just use a sponge, rag.
Okay.
That'll knock down a little bit of the sheen. And then we scuff them up with a little bit of sandpaper or steel wool just to break down that sheen a little bit more. Dust them to get any of that dust finish off because we don't want to paint over top of any of
right.
that. And then finally you can mask and get to the priming and painting portion.
Because you're trying to take the slickness of the varnish surface off, but you're also trying to take up the years of accumulation of finger residue and grease and everything else.
Oh, yeah, and that the cabinets above the stove, yeah. Especially clean those well because you want to get all of that grease off before you paint or it could peel.
Okay, so that's another service. And then y'all just reuse the doors and drawer faces that are with the cabinets?
Exactly, yeah. We're not installing new doors or anything like that.
But. Okay.
And then we've really gone into this because they've developed a new paint that we can use that dries really hard. It dries like an oil-based paint. It's really washable and gives that shiny, new, brilliant look. But it's a lot easier to work with than an oil-based paint, which smells. And the cleanup is really hard to do.
Really hard.
Yeah, really, really hard. So they have a new product now. It's Dunn Edwards sells it and Sherwin-Williams, and it's a water-based alkyd urethane. So it's clean up with water, but it gives the look of an oil base and gives you that really durable finish for cabinets.
Of the durethane.
It's almost like an epoxy, but
yeah.
It's not.
Wow.
And it's water-based what?
A water-based alkyd urethane.
Alkyd urethane, all right.
So it has the look of an alkyd or oil-based paint, but it's clean up with water,
does it apply when you're painting one like oil, or is it more of an acrylic feel?
It applies just like a normal paint. So, you know, if you want to paint your kitchen cabinets, I would recommend after you prep them, you prime them with a extreme bond primer. You want to use a really, really good primer for this, and then use that finish coat, and you can apply it with a foam roller, and it will level down and give you that nice smooth finish. So this is something a homeowner could do on their own.
Okay, very good. Well, Joe and Joe, we appreciate y'all taking time out of your Saturday morning to come in and share your wisdom and experience with all the Arizona homeowners that are listening this morning. Again, if somebody wanted to get in touch, if they were in Maricopa or Pima County, y'all service the in-between area, the Pinal County?
We do, yep. Okay. We do everything in between, you know, Casa Grande and everything in between. So call us in Phoenix at 602-648-3071, in Tucson at 520-284-1792, or visit us online at arizonapaintingcompany.com.
One of the painters, Rosie Certified, in the state of Arizona, the Arizona Paint Company. Folks, we'd ask you if you learned anything today, or we encouraged you or uplifted you, we would ask you in the following week, pay it forward. Find somebody that needs to be uplifted, find somebody that needs to be encouraged, and give them a hand and get it done. Right here at Rosie on Now, don't get scared. We'll be back next Saturday morning.